We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Fan text line, you can reach it at 503-864-6326. What if Hulk's penis had a shirt it ripped through when it, you know, when it grew?
It's the Hulk Hogan penis conversation you didn't know that you needed.
So the Hulkster, here's another thing about the Hulkster. Okay, so we eulogized Hulk Hogan in our second segment of radio broadcast today, or maybe that was the first, I can't remember. So if you want to hear us
first and second,
if you want to hear us talk about the Hulkster, like, you know, from our childhood, go back and listen to the first portion of our program. Yeah. We're now on to the deep cuts
of Terry Bollea.
of Terry Bollea. And one of them is that Hulk, he released an album in 1995.
He was a real musician. He was like a professional bass player before he was a professional wrestler.
And it was called Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band.
Hell yeah.
That was what they were called.
Yeah.
And the album was called Hulk Rules.
Well, remember, like, back in the day, dude, Hogan made a movie, like, No Holds Barred, and, like, they had, like, wrestling awards. Like, and there's an entire album of WWE singers. Like they would release music videos. The WWE was crazy back in the day. I guess it was the WWF.
There were 10 scintillating tracks on the Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band album.
Is this like when Dirk Diggler and like Boogie Nights had his own band? A little Feel the Heat.
You had Hulksters in the House, followed by American Made, Hulksters Back, Wrestling Boot Travel Band, that was the name of a song, Bad to the Bone, I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac, Beach Patrol, Hulk's the One, Hulk Rules, and this.
What's this called?
This, you may remember, Hulkster in Heaven.
Hey, Hulksters are in the title. There's like 8 of the songs have Hulk in them.
Only fitting on this, the day of his death.
I saw it on TV. I guess it'll be an empty seat. When I wrestle at Wembley, I used to tear my shirt, but now you tore my heart. I knew you were a Hulkamaniac right from the very start.
Right from the start, you were my friend. I'll see this you again. Heaven,
which is today.
What is happening?
Oh, he's got backup singers.
Again.
How about the horn?
I wish Hulk's love could bring you back again.
Another verse.
You know, we'll win this fight. I wish you were here at ringside to cheer me on tonight. The spotlight now grows dim, and now it's not on me. The prayers we say together are still our guarantee. You are my friend.
It's moving, isn't it?
This
might be the worst song ever produced.
He wrote his own eulogy.
When my Hulkster comes to heaven,
which is today,
heaven, we'll tag up again.
Again, again. The world just lost
reminds me of like a song Charlie would do on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
This is such a mess. Like, it's overmodulated. Like, you can't really hear him.
The best part is that somewhere right now, there is a professional musician that played on Hulkster in Heaven.
Oh, yeah. The horn.
The horn. And like, the backup singer. There's some lady sitting around right now telling her
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I was on this track.
He's talk singing, though. He doesn't sing. The world just lost a friend.
Wow.
It's not over.
There's more.
He's my friend. I never thought of him as a friend.
No. No. But damn. Man. I don't know how we emotionally recovered from this.
Okay. I'll cut it off there.
Now, is it wrong that Driving Home Today, what is the name of this album?
It was called Hulk Rules.
I will be listening to the entirety of Hulk Rules on my way home. I feel it's only appropriate.
Front to back?
Well, I don't have this long, and I don't know if I'll, you know, depending on traffic. But, you know, Crazy Train right now is the number 3 song on the Billboard Hot 100. Is it possible that Hulkster in Heaven is right up there with it? Is this going to be a top 10?
If it gets too emotional, do you think you'll need a palate cleanser?
Yeah! Yeah, Nemec. Stuck on that. All right. Coming up next, they didn't turn this plane around, but they did lose the body.
Oh, that's not good.
But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I see Andrew Nemec in there, a Hulkamaniac himself. He will be coming up at 7.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
He actually says he is not a Hulkamaniac.
Of course not.
I can see it in his face. He is.
I think we're all deep down. He just doesn't want to admit it.
He doesn't know about us separating the art from the artist, I don't think. So.
Yeah. We've done a deep dive into the Hulk Rules album. And let me tell you, Hulkster in Heaven, while it is a classic, it's not even the best cut on
Dude,
this album.
Hulkster in Heaven might be the worst. I'm not even kidding. This is not hyperbole. I believe
bite
that Hulkster in Heaven is the worst song we have ever played on these airwaves.
It's a bold statement.
I'm not kidding.
It's a bold statement.
Give me one worse than that hunk of absolute dog ass. Give me one.
I'm getting emotional right now. What are you talking about?
Nothing rivals this absolute mess.
There's a Hulk.
All right. Do you want some Hulkster? Oh. More Hulkster?
Yeah. So this is the hit single. Now we got the emotional horns of Hulkster in Heaven, and so he's brought us down, and now he needs to bring us back up with like a flat out rock jam. And I give you this.
Already better.
The Hulkster's in the house.
Yeah. Damn right.
Check him out, check him out. Get up off your seat.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
He's got a brand new beat.
Brother.
Going gets tough, but tough get rough. Hey, oh, oh, come on.
Let's go. That's it.
Hey, oh, oh,
come on. Let's go. That's the chorus.
The Hulkster's in the room.
You know he's on the move.
Jeez.
I can feel it in my feet.
Me too, homie.
We're moving to the beat. When the going gets tough, the tough get rough. Hey, 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 oh, oh, come on.
Let's go. I mean, they ran out of words.
Come on.
Come on. Dude, this is a jam. It's a freaking jam. What
God,
are you talking about?
Man.
You hearing that guitar?
So bad.
This is going into my workout mix. Now, Do we have the other one as well? Or are we still
not yet? That's incoming.
So I just want you to realize that on one album, right, we get the emotional tenor of Hulkster in Heaven. I think we can all, especially on today, we've all felt something. We've gone through an emotional journey. And then we get Hulkster's in the House, which, oh my God, if you're not
come
Jim,
on, let's go.
Oh, when the going gets tough, the tough get rough. Oh,
okay. You know what? I am listening in real time as we download this Hulkamaniacs one, and boy, the rap verse is really something.
See, yeah, he best. Raps.
Yeah, so we've got emotional Hulkster, we've got hard rockin' Hulkster, but dude, his musical talent knows no bounds. There's a rap song.
Is he the most versatile musical artist of our time?
I think so. Like, we give Post Malone credit for being able to jump genres? No, 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 no. On one album, spiritual, gospel tune, hard rock, clearly a jam, and now we're rapping? I mean, come on. Tell me when we've got I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac. Because, I mean...
Can I give you another song that I think is better than...
Hulkster in Heaven?
Than Hulkster in Heaven?
Yeah.
Unwelcome sight in the neighborhood.
Well,
a developer,
dude, this is a jam.
Being greedy.
This
song slaps.
This is a jam.
This song slaps.
Where a tree once stood.
Look, I think they're both great.
Nemec also points out there's this one that Rob hasn't heard.
Such
that was
a lack of life and sound. All that's left is bare.
We talking
ground.
Over Seattle trees, huh?
Didn't realize
tree
you were still going.
Was murdered. The mighty dollar cut it down.
There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood. But it's making money.
There's a
hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
Somebody's making money.
Yeah.
Laws protect exceptional trees. But the
absolute jam. Yeah. Absolute jam. You're right.
Yeah. I don't like
are
way better.
Which side are you on?
Yeah.
Tell me which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Look at your turn.
We'll
sing,
fight
damn it.
Against George. We'll fight Elon Musk. No Elon's cab within our walls. We'll fight from dawn to dusk.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Which side are you on?
Let's go.
Which side are you on?
Come on.
I love this.
Which side are you on?
This is better than Hulkster in Heaven.
Which side are
again.
You on?
That's not disparaging Hulkster in Heaven. Those two songs are great.
I have
all right.
another one.
Here is.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I'm a Hulkamaniac.
Okay. I want to be a Hulkamaniac.
I want to be. Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. You're feeling it, right?
Little Olivia Newton-John vibe.
Yeah, I like it.
I want to be a Hulkamaniac.
Oh, yeah.
Bam.
I'm all right with this.
Yeah.
Inspiring the youth to be good kids.
Yes.
I want to be a Hulkamaniac. My family and friends.
When you're looking for something cool to do, just pick good friends to be with you.
Yeah.
You better watch
good
out
message.
Where you are at. You may be judged where you hang your hat. Can you feel the music? Can you feel the beat? You don't need drugs to move your feet. When the dealer tries to push on you, just tell him what you're gonna do.
I wanna be a Hulkamaniac.
All right, well, that's all right. I think he should have been a rapper.
I'll just tell you right now, the next time I'm offered drugs, my response is going to be, I wanna be a Hulkamaniac. Dude, they're not gonna know what to. Well, probably won't be a drug dealer, it'll be one of my friends. They're not gonna know how to respond when I hit him with, I wanna be a Hulkamaniac and just have fun with my family and friends. Dude, all of those hits on one album? Are we sleeping on possibly the greatest album of the 90s? I mean, how did this not win a Grammy?
I actually thought I saw different cover art when I was downloading that last one. It's possible he did more than one album.
Oh, really?
Like Shaq Diesel and Shaq Fu.
Well, let's keep going.
I just want you to know, when you're driving home tonight, every one of you listening, you may not want to, but you know what you're going to be singing in your head? I want to be a Hulkamaniac, having fun with my family and friends. Damn right.
I gotta walk
How about this? Is this the
curveball? Boy, you—that was a 12-6 curveball, and I struck out.
It was.
Well, I was sitting fastball.
That froze you like a.
Yeah, you
buckled. Knees
buckled.
This is apparently the lowest voice ever recorded.
Yeah, that's not slowed down. This is him actually singing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What if you could get this guy to sing "I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac"?
Oh.
Or maybe Hulkster in Heaven would probably be more appropriate.
God.
He could cover Hulkster in Heaven with this. He could.
That song's great, too. It's official. Hulkster in Heaven is the worst song that has ever aired on this radio station.
I know what you're talking about, man. I love it.
I'm not.
I felt it. I think we all went through something during this club. I think we all felt the connection to a higher power, whatever that is.
All right. We will wrap it up next. Thank God. On 105.1 The Fan.
I saw it on TV. I guess it'll be one empty seat.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.